You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hopefully all of our listeners will take a few moments and stop and think about those who made the ultimate sacrifice. That's what Memorial Day is all about. Originally, got started back during the Civil War, and it was called for years and years Decoration Day, which I thought was very interesting because of the families who would go and decorate the graves of soldiers who had lost their lives. And then eventually it was changed to Memorial Day. I love that in the little town where I live. It's a sweet little town. And every year for Memorial Day, they set up, and they usually keep them up for about a week to 10 days at least, their little white crosses, one for each soldier from this area who lost their life in any of the conflicts. Like, they go back at least to World War One. They have World War Two. They have Korea. They have Vietnam. They have Iraq. They have Afghanistan. And it is so sweet the way they do it. It is so tasteful. And it kind of just gives you the feels as you drive around the little town.
Absolutely, man.
And it's a really cool look. And it's a good thing that they do for the military and those who lost their lives serving. So
if you have a chance, take a quick stroll through Fort Logan. It always looks beautiful this time of year. And yeah. Crown Hill always usually does a pretty decent job of getting all the flags out and looks very patriotic. And, you know, I always preach this time of year. You can do it by simply just putting a flag out in your front yard, you know. Just to represent a little bit. I know I will. But other than that, it's a nightmare day for a lot of parents, Dom.
I know.
From that to this, last day of school. Dun, dun, dun! Yeah, my kiddos are going to be out like at 11 today for the summer, and we're already like, oh, God, no.
Why even send them for a couple of hours?
That's what I said. I was like, why bother?
Is it just to clean out all their stuff? Is that what it is?
They cleaned out yesterday. They had a big party. They took a bunch of the kids up to the park by our house, and they had a big, you know, pizza party, and Kona Ice was out there, and it was like a big celebration.
What could they possibly do this morning for 2 hours?
Today, I will tell you, is the continuation for the fifth graders, because I've got a fifth grader that's moving on to middle school, and we've had some feels in the house the past couple days. My son has actually, I don't want to embarrass him, but he's kind of cried a little bit the past couple days. He's had a really good elementary school experience and some really great teachers and has met some great friends. And, you know, he was going around yesterday with his little yearbook, having all of his past teachers sign it, having the principal sign it. And it was pretty cute because I was standing out in the driveway yesterday when he came running home. He's like, Dad, 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 I got her phone number. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, her phone number. He's had a crush on this little girl at school for quite a while, and she gave him her phone number yesterday.
Oh. Is that her phone?
She's actually got a little phone in fifth grade, yeah. And so
You've really got to get Rita's own phone.
I know. So he's like, can I use your phone last night? And he was talking to Nicole. He's like, can I use your phone? And yeah, it's pretty cute to see him so excited. But yeah, he's got the fifth grade continuation, and moving on to middle school next year. Kind of cool. I will be talking a little bit more in trending about all the Memorial Day stuff going on, what people are doing and buying and barbecuing. But I had firsthand experience yesterday of how absolutely insane it is at Costco this time of year when everyone's, you know, I was there trying to get in there to buy my meat products for the long weekend.
Yeah.
And the text thread back and forth between me and Nicole last night, the first message I sent her was, oh, my God, I'm going to be here for a while. They are paving the parking lot at Costco. This is a blankety blank nightmare. And she wrote back, why on earth would they do that right before Memorial Day? And yeah, my Costco, half the parking lot was shut down because they were paving. Dom, I can't even describe to you the hysteria and how long I was stuck behind people, you know, trying to find parking spots. I was like blocked in at one point with like 10 cars in front of me and 10 behind me because one person was waiting for somebody to load their car with like, you know, two carts of groceries. It took me like 45 minutes to get a parking spot just to go into Costco. Absolutely insane. And then when I finally got in there, like everything was gone too. But really, why would you do that on the one of the busiest holiday weekends ever?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's, you know, with these contractors, you know, they only have a certain window of time. It's like, hey, if you don't want it now, it'll probably be, you know, August or September before we can get out there.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know how all that scheduling works.
Really bad weekend, though, to pave the
lot.
Are
you about ready to flee the big city?
Yes.
I mean, isn't it days like that that you're
it's days like that where you're
40
like
40 minutes to park my car at a Costco.
It's too much.
It's officially insane.
It's too much, man. And then the traffic and yeah, a small town is very tempting. And I know that's what you did. It's very, very tempting.
Yeah. You know, and so it's funny because then, you know, your issue with traffic is the same, but it scales down and you find your frustration is the same. Like I moved to a small town and yesterday I was caught in traffic, but it was small town traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And my frustration was the same. And then I had to laugh because I'm like, this is nothing compared to some of those jams that I was in on C-470 or I-25 or I-70 or 270 or something that. I'm in a small version of it, and it's still, I was like, oh, I'm not used to this anymore.
The stories I love from Dom are like knowing, like timing on when he has to leave his house because you're on like one lane roads and stuff a little bit and getting stuck behind the school buses. All the way down on the one lane road, and you can't pass them.
You can't pass,
and that's your biggest problem. You know, you're like
that, and the you know, God bless them, the bicyclists who decide to go on these windy, tree lined roads where you can't see anything, and it just backs traffic up because you can't pass because it's too dangerous.
Yeah,
and
dangerous.
It's dangerous around curves and everything like that. But yesterday was our last day of school in this area, and that's one of the things we were celebrating is that. We won't be behind school buses now for another couple of months.
That's exciting. That's big news. Big news in small towns.